This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you see neighbors not practicing social distancing or gathering in groups of 10 or more, it's time to call Quarantine 311.
All right, busy weekend apparently in the city of Boston this past weekend, so we thought we would go over some of the calls that were made to the 311 service here in the city, in which neighbors are narking on their neighbors who are not following the guidelines. And where do we begin today, Curtis?
In honor of John Kerry, our new climate czar, we start in Beacon Hill.
Okay.
Nice. This came with accompaniment of a photo.
Mm-hmm.
You'll understand why. This sidewalk is half covered with leaves, and as a result, visible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not wide enough to walk with other people while maintaining any semblance of social distancing.
Okay.
Can you see the issues this could create with the second photo? Please clean up the leaves now, for the love of God.
Well,
no leaf blowers, though.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Can you hear them in the background at my house?
You know why they can't use the leaf blowers? Because Edith said that was a major problem when it came to the droplets.
Hi, this is Edith, and I live, and I'm concerned about using leaf blowers right now because, you know, we go out and we stay 6 feet away from each other and we wear masks, and then a leaf blower can disperse the coronavirus for way more than 6 feet, and it's probably not a safe thing to be doing at this time. So I didn't know whether you guys had thought about this. It may not even be safe, probably not for your workers. So maybe they could use rakes until this crisis is over. Thank you very much.
They're really psyched about using
right.
rakes.
Thank you. That was a real caller too. Like
that was early. That was early on in this thing. Somebody shared that voicemail. Also, can I make a? There was a somebody DM'd me.
Yeah.
On Instagram and said they had a voicemail from somebody complaining about their Christmas lights and COVID, and they were going to email it to me, and I never got it on my email. So if that person is listening, send it again, because I want to hear that voicemail message.
Well, we are going to go to Brighton now, where this also came with a picture featuring several empty Natty Light cans strewn across a front yard. Large group has been trespassing / loitering on private property.
Okay.
I clearly noticed zero social distancing and nobody had a mask on. Is the city not taking pandemic seriously?
Oh, they're taking it seriously.
Is the city not enforcing the governor's orders? Why is it that the city is allowing people to trash my private property?
Yeah.
Who's going to clean up this GD mess? Can't be the city. It's private property. Why is the mayor ordering police to let this happen?
Every mask must be worn.
Okay.
All right. We go to Province Street.
Okay.
And I may mispronounce this. I apologize. Bar or Bari, the workout thing?
Oh, pure.
Bar.
That's called
pure
bar.
Bar.
Pure bar.
Not to be confused with Barry. Mass.
That's where I do my yoga every day.
Right.
Okay.
So there's a picture of several housewives doing yoga.
Why do you assume they're housewives?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies of the day.
Why do you assume they're ladies?
People.
Continue.
There are several people here. The bar groove has regard for client healthy. Posting photo shoots without masks or social distancing. zero disinfectant spray.
Wow.
This is a whole thing, man.
Okay. And I think we're all in the holiday spirit around here on Commonwealth Avenue. This came with a picture of holiday lights. The crew putting up holiday lights on the mall is not social distancing or wearing masks.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is a hazard.
Can people mind their own freaking serious, business?
No, come on, Greg. You should know better than that.
Or are they standing on ladders together to hang the holiday lights?
They are, definitely. For my man, Wiggy, who I do love, despite what texters say, he's my man. East Boston.
Okay.
Another photo. Major house party at this location right here tonight. People arriving with loads of alcohol.
Loads.
Definitely over 20. I've counted 16 and I've only been looking for 20 minutes.
Looking, staring out my window.
COVID.
Ignoring my family so I can narc on people. Okay.
COVID is clearly no concern to them. And please don't tell me to call 911. I already have.
Oh, and nothing got done about it. Did it.
Pool parties, birthday parties, holiday parties, 4th of July parties.
All right, we go to Forest Hills. Extremely loud party. The same thing happened yesterday from 10 to 1 a.m. The police came twice, and both times they just turned the music down and told them to disperse. But they, as soon as the police left, they went right back to partying.
Like,
yeah, that's the way it works. Additionally, the fire alarm went off due to them smoking indoors. And the fire department came and took about 2 hours for them to figure out how to turn the GD alarm off.
We got the climate czar over there. So that's a waste of energy.
He stops it.
Right.
They are obviously not following the governor's orders. Your turn to stop them, Marty.
We ask you, you can call 911.
Martin.
Okay, we got a couple more here. Back to Southie. Man. Really loud house party. Quite a few people gathered indoors, and the noise is really intense. Not sure what's going on, but can't be good. Lots of shouting and cursing. I have a 10-year-old daughter. What the hell are you going to do about it?
Yeah. What the hell?
I mean, do these people understand that that is going on every single day? It doesn't matter whether it's a Monday or a Thursday or a Friday. These people are gathering. they won't be denied their opportunity for social interaction.
Stuck in quarantine. There's no end in sight.
We're going to a post office square. First one there we've had, I believe. I walked by one post office square around 9 a.m. this morning and noticed a large number of construction workers who were working on the site without masks while not maintaining any form of social distancing. They are also unmasked while walking on the sidewalk right next to me, also across the street, even with several pedestrians walking by. This is not the first time I have noticed poor mask/social distancing practices among these construction workers at this particular site.
Ooh, we need BPD to get a sketch artist over there.
Yes.
So we can identify them.
How about that?
Can you recollect what the construction workers look like, ma'am, so that we can, or sir, so that we can identify them and have them arrested? All right, one more. We have time for one more, Kurt.
East Boston. There is a huge party in session at 75 Wilmar Ave, number 1.
Oh.
The residents, Brooke, I won't give the name. I'm a concerned neighbor as there are elderly folks residing in this apartment complex. Do you not know about COVID? Right. Please help enforce the rules. This is uncomfortable. Thank you.
Wow.
Brooke holding rogue out of control house party.
She's
crazy. Living up the heights. She's bougie, Wiggy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's definitely bougie. She's up there throwing a bougie party.
All right. Well,
quarantine. I'm losing my mind.
Here's a text, Curtis, that says, you must make all these up. And no, Curtis does not make
right
up
in
the
there.
No, these are real.
Sadly, they are not fake.
And none of them are like people concerned about COVID. It's always complaining about parties.
Well, that's causing the spread is the parties.
Yeah, but the people that are usually, I would think somebody who's making the call would be concerned with their own health. They just, they hate the fact that there's a party going on blocks a couple of them where they live.
Well, that's what it is. They're mad that they can't go to a party. So they're mad that other people are having a party. So, all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.